Change is always difficult, especially when it's us that's trying to make the change happen. We all want to be happier, calmer, and more free. But do we need to become someone else, a better person, a super being, in order to make it happen? Let's find out on Mindfulness for Beginners. Hello, my friends. I hope you're happy. I hope you're peaceful. It's your old pal Sean, just back from a trip to the aquatics retailer to get some shrimp, which are now happily eating the algae in our fish tank. Today's episode is inspired by the YouTube channel Kurzgesagt. I've talked about them in a podcast before, especially around their fantastic video on gratitude called The Antidote for Dissatisfaction. This week's episode talked about change, why we find it difficult to make happen, and why we tend to slip back into our old ways. It was a really interesting watch, which I'd recommend, and the link is in the description. The challenge of how we make change happen also fits neatly, seamlessly into this year's theme of union with reality, which we've been talking about in episodes over the last few months. The idea is that we leave behind that model of the world that we carry in our mind that enables us to autopilot through life and instead live in the here and now, in the present moment, through our senses. The familiar pathways, assumptions, and beliefs means that it's very comforting to do what we've always done. It takes much less effort. We barely have to be conscious at all to watch TV or go on social media. There's a huge power in routine. Thich Nhat Hanh calls this habit energy. It's a momentum that carries us onto old familiar paths, even when we're trying to do something different. For example, if we're trying to meditate every morning, it can be difficult to get ourselves up and out of bed a few minutes early to do it. So do you need to be Superwoman to forge a new path? Do you need to become a new person to make changes that will make your life calmer or happier? You'll be glad to hear that the answer is no. The key is not to become attached to a dream of radical changes in you in the future. Trying to force big change tends not to be successful. Instead, look for small decisions in the here and now that you can set up a bell of mindfulness for. Small changes and slightly better choices add up to big change over time anyway. A bell of mindfulness is a trigger or a reminder for your new choice. Let's say that you want to do a little tiny amount of informal mindfulness practice a few times a day. That could be taking 3 mindful breaths, where you fully focus on the experience of breathing. I've set up a wallpaper on my phone so that when I pick my phone up, I remember to stop and breathe. Doing this enough times will set the habit energy so that you'll begin to notice your breath before you even pick up your phone. The key is to think about what would make your life calmer and happier. Think of a small change, set up a bell of mindfulness to trigger it, ideally every day, and let the habit energy do the rest. With a routine built up around it, it'll stop feeling like a chore and just a normal thing that you do. The key is actually, from the beginning, is to try not to see it as a chore. Try to really enjoy it. If it's meditation, then take joy in your practice, joy in sitting and breathing. If it's going for a walk, enjoy the fresh air and the trees. If it's cleaning, then enjoy that experience fully. This might take some effort and focus, but this will deepen your mindfulness practice and make it more powerful, more influential in your life. And once you've got that one thing ingrained and part of your routine, you can start thinking about the new thing that you want to change. When you take yourself off autopilot and look at your life with beginner's eyes, you can always find one small change that will make it better. You just have to take it slow. Let things unfold in their own time, and above all, be kind to yourself. Remember that happiness is a path, not a destination. Don't worry about becoming the optimal you tomorrow. Just enjoy today. So now we're going to do a guided meditation. We're going to do our old friend Calm Ease. So if you want to take a moment to make yourself comfortable, and we'll begin with 3 sounds of the bell. So we'll begin by focusing our awareness on our posture. And I would invite you to imagine that you have a thread attached to the crown of your head. And it's pulling you upwards into an upright, dignified posture. Your spine like a stack of coins. Your heart raised upwards and outwards. Your hands comfortably in your lap. And just allowing a smile, a gentle smile, to emerge in your face. And remembering all the time that meditation, mindfulness should be comfortable. So if you do need to shift your position, then feel free to do so. Then expanding that spotlight of awareness to your entire body. Noticing where you feel warm or cold. Noticing where you feel tense or relaxed. Becoming aware of the sensation of the clothes against your skin. And the points of contact between your body and the chair and the floor. Now shifting that spotlight of awareness to your mind, your thoughts, your feelings. And as we go through the guided meditation, just noticing each thought as it arises. That might be many thoughts. You might have a busy mind today. That's okay. You might be having an anxious thought about tomorrow. A happy thought about today. It could be a sad or a regretful thought about yesterday. Just sitting with each thought for a moment, allowing it to leave, and gently, without judgment, bringing your attention back to your breath. And finally, focusing that spotlight of awareness on your breath. Noticing the column of air between your nose and your diaphragm. Noticing how your shoulders rise as you breathe in. How your stomach falls as you breathe out. Breathing in, I know I am breathing in. Breathing out, I know I am breathing out. In, out. breathing in. My breath grows deep. Breathing out. My breath goes slow. Deep. Slow. Breathing in, I calm my body and my mind. Breathing out, I ease everything. Calm, ease. Breathing in, I smile. Nothing is as important as my peace. Breathing out, I release, I let go. Smiling, releasing. Breathing in, I establish myself in the present moment. Breathing out, I realize it is a wonderful moment. Present moment, wonderful moment. And as we reach the end of the guided meditation, just taking a moment or two, do you notice any changes? Firstly, in your body, in areas where you feel calm, relaxed. Noticing any areas of discomfort and taking the opportunity to stretch those areas. Maybe your back or your legs. Then focusing your awareness on the mind. If you feel a sense of calm or peace, then just setting the intention now to carry that through the rest of your day, your interactions with other people. And then finally, opening your eyes and returning your awareness to the room that you're in. And just before we finish, a couple of quick reminders. I'm running a seminar on stress in August, and I'm going to be talking about the causes of stress, why reducing stress in your life is important, the changes you can make, and how that change can transform the world. We're going to be having some guided meditations, a question and answer session, and if I'm feeling brave, we might even have some music as well. You can attend this and all of my seminars for free if you become a friend of the podcast on Patreon. I'd be really grateful for your support. You can also access the set of guided meditations that I've recorded to help you to get a restful night's sleep. I've got the link for both the seminar and the Patreon in the description, so please check them out. I'd be very, very grateful. And may you be happy, may you be peaceful, and may you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. Slán a bhfuil, and I'll see you next time.